I thought the mayor was stupid.
Well, I mean, you're not stupid. After all, you are Rolando's brother.
I'm not very much like Rolando.
You could be if you wanted to be.
No, I mean, he's my big brother. I respect him and all, but I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be locked up. See, this always been one of my dreams, painting pictures, painting images, make people stop and think about their lives.
Do you remember when we in grammar school, you drew a picture of me? You yeah. made me look pretty.
You are pretty.
You used to like me back then, Melissa.
Hey.
I used to like you too. Matter of fact, I still do.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
I got dreams, you got dreams, we got dreams. How many wanna live their dreams? How many wanna feel their dreams? The gifted ones got dreams, dreams, dreams. We got dreams.
I think that people are afraid of teenagers, and I think one of the other things that we try to do is to break down that image, because especially now you look at the kids at the juvenile detention center, these are kids that people have been told they should be afraid of. You know, they've been called names like predators and, you know, animals and, you know, all kinds of things. And so I always invite a lot of people to come to see the show because they are always amazed. And the first thing they learn is that they're kids and that they're good kids, and that they have potential, and that they're very likable. So it gives you a whole different way of seeing the kids. And then people, we get more and more volunteers of people that want to come and be mentors and to come and, you know, be part of our whole sort of volunteer force around the place has really been growing.
Mead Paladovsky's work to present dramas by and for young people began in 1984 when she founded Music Theater Workshop as a creative way to reach youth considered at risk. The company has now developed 35 productions and tours extensively throughout Illinois, funded mainly by private foundations. Her efforts with incarcerated youth began in 1991 with a series of plays entitled Temporary Lockdown, and later a special program on girls' issues called Fabulous Females.
I was so full of anger, I didn't really care for nobody. For nobody.
Anthony Wilson, now 23, first met Mead while in jail on a murder charge, of which he was eventually acquitted. He was one of many kids at the detention center with a troubled past.
We were selling drugs for the bigger boys, and we had our own little gang, little clique, who kind of ran with them. But I was like, I'm tired of this little kiddie stuff. I want to move to the big leagues. So I started hanging out with the older guys, going to all type of places, you know, to sell drugs and stuff. And, you know, I built up a big kind of name for myself in the neighborhood. You know, I had a lot of people scared of me.
I was 13 the first time I ever got arrested, and I robbed a mailman.
Jessica Calderon, recently released from the detention center, is now 16.
And after that, I just got into a stronger stuff like armed robbery, you know, taking cars, stealing stuff from stores. I mean, not little stuff like, oh, I'm going to go to jail for a candy. I mean, I would take bunches of stuff. And that's just the way I thought everything. It was okay. I thought, oh, okay, I'm never going to get caught. Oh, I got one case. I'll go to court for it. It's going to get dropped. Then finally, I caught an armed robbery case, and they put me in jail. And after that, I caught another case because I didn't learn my lesson. I didn't learn my lesson until the fourth time I was there.